on the stand, providing a gold medal forecast for tomorrow, a silver medal forecast for today, a bronze medal forecast for yesterday, and we're going to throw him off the bus possibly for this weekend. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano.
And that's not fair, because you were probably peeking and you probably read my Facebook page.
I didn't. I didn't see your Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I figured you did. Today will be a nice one. Partly to mostly sunny. 45 to 50. We have clouds around this morning. They'll scour out, and the afternoon will be a much, much nicer afternoon. Cloudy tonight, and we have some rain and drizzle coming in late. 35 to 40. We start off with a little bit of rain or drizzle tomorrow morning, and then I think we'll thin out to a little bit of sun, and that's where the temperatures skyrocket. Well into the 50s. It wouldn't surprise me if some places hit 60. Tomorrow night, showers return. We have showers for a while on Friday as a cold front goes through in the morning. And it will get windy, and the temps start in the 40s and drop. So we're going to be in the teens by Saturday morning. And Saturday will be a sunny day in the 30s. Problem is, the cold front that comes by on Friday stalls to the south of us. And now all of the modeling is picking up a low on the front and moving it northeastward for Saturday night into Sunday, bringing us snow.
How much?
Good question. Always a good question. If you wanted to go along with your favorite, the European model, less than an inch.
Okay.
If you wanted to go along with the Canadian model, 6+.
Okay.
If you wanted to go along with the America model, the GFS model, yeah. 8+.
Eight plus.
So there's a lovely array here. So if we took the computer models and put them all together, anywhere from 1 to 8 inches or more, which means anybody out there with no knowledge of weather could say the same thing. A chance of snow Saturday night into Sunday, we're going to get anywhere from 1 to 8 inches. That's really great. And that's the way it goes this morning. And, we saw inklings of this. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. We saw inklings of this with the euro yesterday, with the euro giving us precip on the map. But when you go to the actual raw data, it was saying nothing. So I don't know what is going on, but it is going to be a sneaky storm, and it is coming in from the south, and it all depends on how far north the storm comes. And it would be, folks, the timeline is Saturday night into Sunday morning.
So it's too early for you for a gut feeling, right?
I have no gut feeling on this. Although, let me tell you, Marshall, yesterday I was talking with a couple of my comrades over at Kennedy Airport. We had like a telephone conference, and we were talking about the weather pattern. And the way we do it is we keep emailing each other back and forth while we're on the phone and looking at maps, so that they're seeing the same maps we're seeing. It's like a weather forum that we have. We don't have it all the time, but we have it at least once a week. And they said, "So Pat, what do you think?" I said, "You know what? It looks pretty quiet." I said, "But I'm looking at my long range forecast. And between February 16th and the 19th, which is Friday to Monday, yeah. I said, I have a low over the Delaware coast with S+, heavy snow over the area." And they have a copy of these maps, yeah, because I send it to them. They said, "Yeah, we were noticing that, but there's nothing even closely resembling that, except that the Canadian was hinting." I said, "Yeah, so I guess Crick's forecast, you know, his methods are going to be off. I guess I'm going to be totally off." And I'm looking at it right now. If what the models are saying now verifies, then Crick's forecast was right on.
So that's what you have to add. That's just we have to. That's what we have to see. And his forecast was right on for that. That other low pressure that developed.
That is correct. That is another one off the Mid-Atlantic coast. So we'll just wait and watch. But you know, I can't base a short range forecast on a long range forecast. You know this stuff.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we do this for fun. And you know, if we win, we win. We lose, we lose. That's the way it goes. But there's no way that I would let that side me into saying, Marshall, get the snowblower out. You know, I just, it's not, it just wouldn't be right at this point. So we'll just wait, folks. I'm short by this afternoon and tomorrow. The models will come into better agreement and we'll have a much, much better idea. Do you have anything going on for Saturday night into Sunday early?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. This weekend, there's things going on, but it's not a huge... Yeah, well, let's see. What's this weekend? No, the weekend after that, there's a weekend in Norfolk, lots of outdoor activities, and then Cornwall the week after that is going to have a big weekend where, you know, you're going to tour the town of Cornwall and stuff like that. But I think this weekend is kind of light, I think. That's what I'm thinking. So I think that... And I'm also thinking that because this winter has been so schizophrenic that it wouldn't surprise me if we got like 5 or 6 or 7 inches of snow.
Yeah, and you're right. And you know, it is mid-February and it is President's Day weekend. And you know as well as I do, Marshall, President's Day weekend is notorious for bad weather.
And schools, I think, have Monday off. I think
they do. Yeah, I think most of the schools are closed Monday.
So you know, all those things come together for karma. To give us, you know, to give us measurable
snow. And don't forget, the snow's not coming Sunday to Monday. It's coming Saturday night to Sunday morning.
Yeah, but you know, it's...
They'll need time to clear up, yeah.
Yeah.
Clear it all up. Yeah. So that's that, you know, so that's that. We'll be watching it. Again, I don't have a good feeling on this right now. I'll wait to see what the afternoon stuff does, and then we'll take it from there. On your suggestion yesterday about... Vimeo.
Yep.
I spoke to a couple of people in the association about it. They all thought it was a good idea. They have one big question mark, and I agree, especially with the cast. They said with the cast of the movie, not so much with, you know, the majority of members, but with the cast of the movie, how many of them are tech enough savvy to do this? And I have to agree with him because...
It's Pat. It's simple. All you do.
I said, if you want to watch it on your computer, you just click on the link.
Yeah, you send a link.
They said,
out
but how many people would want to watch it on the computer?
Well, but that's the whole thing. I think that they would. That's the whole thing. I think that's the easiest way to do it. Then if they don't want to watch it on a computer, then you make the CDs, then the DVDs.
Well, but, you know, I tried to explain to them that they could also download it.
Yeah.
And that they could try to burn it to a DVD if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I said, and if they had, you know, a smart TV, all they would have to do is use their keypad and type, you know, get the link and type it in. And bingo, it would come up on the smart TV. But like they said, there's a lot of them that still don't have, quote, smart TVs. They're flat panel TVs, but they're not smart. So they said that could be a problem there. So they suggested that when everybody meets next Saturday night, that I ask each one and take a vote. And if the majority says, yeah, that would be a great idea, do it for the majority. And then, like you said, only for the people who are not tech savvy, I would make the DVDs.
All right.
I like it. And I think the association could use the site
for other
to
videos.
Upload a lot of their other stuff.
Pat,
maybe they want to do meetings. Maybe they want to, if they want to go out to contract for bids for doing the roads, they could take video of the roads and they could tell the contractors, go on to our site and look at the roads and give us a price from there.
You also put little like videos of your barbecues and your picnics and stuff like
right, exactly.
All of a sudden, you really do make, because what you're doing with all the stuff is for your 501c3 not-for-profit.
Right.
All this shows, you know, and it shows what you're doing.
That, I totally agree. So that's what we're going to present it to the offices. I will present it to the offices. And, you know, we'll call it the MM Vimeo site. And the MM stands for Marshall Miles.
I think you should do it. I think it's a great idea.
I like the idea, too. You know, if they don't do it, Marshall, I'll do it myself. I'll take the smaller one, the smaller version, you know, because you could go according to size of storage. Yeah. I'll take the smaller one and I'll upload all the movies that we've done, which is like 26, and keep them in there for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Said, thank you very much.
So that's a good idea. There you go. I bet you how many people were in the cast and how many people get DVDs?
Right now, about 23.
I bet you you'll get 12 to 14 people that say yes.
You think half, more than half.
Yeah, I think more than half will say yes, which will save you a lot of time.
Sure will.
And yep. I think as the years go by, more and more people will say yes. And less and less people will take.
I would assume so. Yeah, I think you're right.
So we've got you off on a good start here.
Yes, well, thank you very much. So, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
That's right. Now, when does the vote take place?
Next Saturday. Next Saturday.
All right, so now you going out for Valentine's dinner?
I went last night because I can't eat meat today. Uh-huh. But I went out with my neighbors next door because it was her birthday. So I went out with her and her husband, and it was very, very nice. So we kind of celebrated Valentine's Day and her birthday in one night, and it was nice. So I was back here by 7:45.
All right, well, happy Valentine's Day. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.